from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Couple of guys.
Andy Randy.
Having discussion.
I be on it all night, man. I be on it all day. Straight up pimp. If you want me, you can find me in the...
What are you looking at me like that for?
What you talking about? We're supposed to make eye contact.
It's the Midday Show with...
Andy Barker and my son, my baby boy, Randy McMichael.
When I crack open this mic...
That was the most media member thing that's ever been said.
Starring Randy Montez McMichael as Randy and my firstborn son, Andrew Stephen Bunker, as Andy.
You can't say Randy without saying Andy. It's the Andy and Randy Midday Show.
Boring answer.
Just make sure you don't touch that dial, then we'll be cool. Touch it, then use the fool.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Yeah. Good morning. Welcome in. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the Midday Show with Andy and Randy with you here on a home.
Hump day.
Thanks for being with us. We appreciate it as always. Good morning to you, Randy. How are you?
What's happening, man? I'm all good, Bunk. You know, as far as, you know, my mental state is, you know, sitting up watching sports last night. Great Olympics and everything. Basketball was what it was.
Olympics were fun last night.
They were really fun last night and everything. And got a chance to catch up on some other shows and that I was missing out and everything because of trying to watch the Olympics and trying to watch other sports. And what else can I go? Because I don't want to talk about the other sports.
No, we don't. Yeah, I don't want to talk about those.
Because
guys.
I was like, when your 11-year-old son comes, it's like, Daddy, just turn it off.
Yeah, turn it off.
Yeah, Daddy, please, turn it off turn and everything. Like that. And Bo, he lost his mind yesterday when I picked him up from school because Bo got him the Ronald Acuña bobblehead or whatever. Mm-hmm. He was sitting in his seat and he was in the pickup line. Picked him up. He lost it. He was like screaming. I was like, dog, get in the car first, man. I mean, so appreciate that. He's always both looking out for my little man. But, yeah, it was all good yesterday as far as the Olympics. When you look at, you know, the 200-meter elimination, I mean, world record almost broken and everything. Then yesterday we're sitting here watching all these trials and, like, dudes are jogging and, like, second off of the world record.
Yep.
So someone world records could go down today or this weekend or whatever it is. But yeah, that's about it, man.
Yeah, no, nothing else. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's nothing to talk about from last night as far as local sports. We could talk about the joint practice that the Falcons held with the Dolphins yesterday. They're going to have another one today starting right about now over the next 90 minutes or so. And just like yesterday, as different little details of the practice filter in, we see stuff on social media and all of that. We will relay it to you. I know Bijan Robinson was on Dukes and Bell yesterday afternoon after the practice talking about that. So we'll let you hear some of what he had to say coming up and what's trending and all of that. But look, by all accounts, everything went pretty good. If there's any, you know, there's sort of good ways to look at it, bad ways to look at it, because, you know, it's the way it's going to go with matchups like yesterday in the joint practice. Sounds like the Falcons pass rush had some good moments,
right,
which is good. Braylon Trice wasn't out there. He's the only guy that wasn't out there. He's there today because he wasn't feeling good. So he was out there today, which is good. So everyone should be out there today. Arnold Ebiketie sounded like he had a pretty good day yesterday, which is good because he hadn't been having many moments early in camp. Maybe he took advantage of Trice not being out there yesterday. So that's good. Sounded like maybe the offensive line struggled a bit in pass protection, which isn't great, especially given that the Dolphins don't have a ton right now at their edge rushers. But so you saw that. Some big catches. Sound like Cousins was mostly good. Sound like Penix had some good throws. Sounds like Bijan Robinson and Tyler Allgeier looked pretty good. And nobody got hurt. But, yeah, but by all accounts, yesterday was a productive day. Hopefully today is as well.
And I think that's the thing, is that you want to put back-to-back practices together as far as the, you know, getting better from the previous day, because this is the last day that you guys will get to go against this team until Friday night when you actually get to suit up and play an actual game. But, yeah, you see some encouraging things. It's always harder when you're not there, especially, you know, myself, when me not
seeing it. Yeah, I mean, this is all secondhand
because
stuff.
Because all secondhand, so you just really just can't, you know, decipher what's right, what isn't, what happened on the actual play. Because most of the time you just see the end result of the play, but what happened during the structure of the play. But these are things that you, you know, that you just hope that you will hear more positive than negative anyway. You know, they're down there getting dominated, because you're going to win some, you're going to lose some. Especially a practice rep, you'll lose some, you'll win some. Even a game rep, you'll win some and you'll lose some. You just want to win the majority of snaps or a stalemate, but you don't want to lose one.
All right, you'll take a stalemate. We tried. We tried to break down a joint practice that we didn't see yesterday. Man, we got to talk about the break.
Why?
Because what else?
I mean,
you want a secondhand breakdown of practice we didn't watch?
You know what? They look like a that.
So we could say stuff like they win some, they lose some.
For them to, and they've been outscored 27-0.
Yeah. They haven't scored in 24 innings.
24 innings. Like the White Sox just they won last night.
Yeah,
they broke.
The White Sox might beat the Braves right now if they play.
No, they didn't score.
They might.
They haven't scored a run. I mean, not one.
Not one.
You can't get a run?
Not a single solitary
run.
Like,
it can be like 27-2?
Yeah, that's the longest stretch of scoreless innings they've had in 35 years.
I believe it.
Yeah, I guess they were still – I didn't realize this. A lot of the shutouts that have happened this year have been on the road.
Okay.
So last night was the first home shutout that they've had or something. I don't know.
Oh, outcast night.
Okay, yeah, to embarrass yourselves in front of big boy.
Really?
Like that, all right? Yeah, no, I don't know. It's not good. They're not good offensively. That's not news, but it's a little bit more glaring, I suppose, on nights or back-to-back games like the last couple. It's a little bit more frustrating, too, because you keep trying to talk yourself into the corner, right? Oh, did they turn the corner? No, there isn't any corner.
Have we actually, me and you, talked ourselves into this?
Maybe, a little bit. Like, you try it, and it's like, 6 out of 7, that's really good. Here they come. And the Phillies are playing bad. So, all right. And it's, man. I mean, it just, look, I mean, when people tell you who they are, you got to believe them.
Yeah. And this is not,
and they've told you who they were.
This is,
over the course of the season.
This is so bad.
Here's the thing that's frustrating, because, look, I mean, we can sit here and talk about the guys that can't hit and all that. We've done that for 110 games. The thing that's a little bit frustrating is, and I understand why they're doing it, because they're trying to keep these pitchers fresh and healthy leading into the playoffs. If they don't pitch these guys on regular rest, they might not make the playoffs.
Yes.
Like, they're now in the third wild card spot. They've slipped that far back. The Mets are not far behind them as far as that final wild card spot goes. They've been passed by two other teams in that wild card stronghold that they had. So when you have situations like they're in right now, where Bryce Elder, who is doing the best he can, like, he had a good start last time out there, wasn't good yesterday, has made more starts than Chris Sale has since the All-Star break, because you're trying to rest Chris Sale and keep him fresh for October. If Chris Sale doesn't start more games than Bryce Elder from here on out, you might not play
in October.
So, like, that, I understand the philosophy because of what's bit them in the ass the last two Octobers, where they got there and their pitching staff wasn't healthy. Wasn't rested. It wasn't where they wanted them to be. Now, it wasn't just rest and health. It was random. They got all kinds of random bad luck the last couple of years, and came up against a red-hot Phillies team. But, like, philosophies have to shift a little bit. And I know that they said that they were going to probably get these guys on more regular rest as the second half unfolded, but that hadn't happened yet. And when you're rolling guys like Bryce Elder and Alan Winans and Darius Vines and guys like that out there to try to get these guys extra rest, there's just a pretty good – and again, they scored zero runs
exactly.
yesterday. So this is not Bryce Elder's fault yesterday. Now, he didn't pitch good. But if you're doing this in the pursuit of rest, you might be shooting yourself in the foot in the short term.
He pitched like ass yesterday.
In the pursuit of long term.
I mean, he was awful yesterday from the get-go.
Right, but he shouldn't even be pitching.
Chris Sale should have been pitching yesterday. We agree with that, but his ass was pitching.
He was.
I mean, we can talk about who should have been in there, but he was.
I'm frustrated. Yes, we can get frustrated on a day-to-day basis.
I understand what you're saying
about
Chris Sale.
You can't also be bad on a daily basis and have your philosophy not be working.
I agree with that, but he was ass yesterday.
He was.
The team was, too. I mean, no matter if Chris Sale was in there or not, he was in there. You're a professional pitcher.
Right.
Your damn job.
If Chris Sale pitched yesterday and gave up one run, they still lose.
Exactly.
Right?
So, I mean, this whole team is crap right now. It is. And you see that from, and it started early when damn Solera put, like, damn.
Yeah.
I mean, damn.
Yeah.
I mean,
I guess we know why he hasn't been playing.
Exactly.
He hit that wall so hard.
And then you see Kelnick. Like Kelnick, oh, I got it. Then just looks.
Yeah.
It just reminds me. That's why I tweeted out the GIF yesterday from Major League. Oh, it's too high.
Yeah.
What do you mean too high? You know? You can only laugh at it now.
Yeah.
Because it's bad. It's bad. And for them not to get get a run since Saturday? Come on, man. This is just comical right now. All right, we can blame Alex Anthopoulos for not doing anything at trade deadline, whatever. It's done. It's over with. They got who they got. I mean, they get some guys back, obviously, but damn, that was bad yesterday. And that's what it was, because, like, what was it? Last week we were talking about, man, that's the worst game they've ever played.
Yeah, I don't know. We found different rock bottoms.
We find different ones, because yesterday was, I mean, the Brewers were playing with them yesterday. They were playing with them yesterday.
10-0, man.
The other thing is, you give up
10 runs yesterday. I believe I read this. I believe I have this correct. The Braves scored double-digit runs 20 times last year. They've scored double-digit runs one time this year. They gave up double digits yesterday. They've scored 10 runs or more one time this year. I think it was the second game of the season.
Mm-hmm.
So...
Like,
it's been a while.
If Contreras was faster, that would have been inside the park home run.
Oh, yeah. Like, no, absolutely.
Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, it was comical yesterday just sitting there.
He had to do the swim move spin to get into third base.
Yeah, just comical.
And then he gave Riley the little finger wag. They're just messing with him yesterday.
Yeah, that's what I said. They were playing around.
Yeah.
They were just playing around with them.
Yep.
And, you know.
So you got a DH in right field who can't hit or play right field.
Mm-hmm.
You've got a center fielder who doesn't particularly play center field well in center field, who was your leadoff hitter, who had to get moved out of leadoff because he can't hit.
Mm-hmm.
You've got a left fielder who's probably the worst left field hitter in baseball right now in Eddie Rosario.
Yeah.
So are we
surprised by these results?
Well, I'm still a little bit surprised that with like Riley and Ozuna and Olsen and guys like that in the heart of your lineup, you can't scrape one across.
One.
You know? You can't get one or two across here and there. But again, it wouldn't have mattered because Bryce Elder didn't pitch good yesterday. And the bullpen came in and didn't back him up yesterday either. Jesse Chavez wasn't any good. It's sort of an all-systems failure with this baseball team over the last couple of days. Again, hopefully Chris Sale goes out there and deals today. He probably will.
He's on
6 days rest, but can they score?
Can they score?
Yeah, can they score any runs?
Yeah, so. That was the funny thing, you know, when you listened, when Carl Lim had Grant on, he was talking about the Magic 8-Ball. What does your Magic 8-Ball show you that they're going to hit today? Grant was like, I don't know.
Yeah. Like, well, I mean.
You don't know.
But you do, though.
Do we?
Yeah. You know some of these guys aren't going
to
hit.
I'm just confused now because I was like 27-0. That's like a great football team versus a bad football team. That's like Georgia versus Mississippi State in the first half.
Yeah.
27 damn nothing.
Yep. Yep.
27.
But that's, unfortunately, it's kind of what this offense, they're like the five worst offenses in baseball.
And I know who's not in the lineup. I understand. I get it. But damn, 27 nothing?
Yeah. I mean, those guys aren't coming back.
Let's go out and get one today.
Let's get one run today.
Feel like my Bob Uecker.
You might win.
One bleeping run?
Sale might get you a win if you get one run today. Yeah, no, it sucks. It's very frustrating. It's not the season that it was supposed to be, that's for sure. We'll come back. We'll get to what's trending here to kick off the show on a hump day. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. This hour is brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate, by the way. Go to MarkSpain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today, and start packing.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's been awesome, you know, having Kirk here, and, you know, just his experience and, you know, the great years that he's been playing. It's a big difference having a guy like that in the room and for this offense, just because just how smart he is and his leadership qualities, and him even teaching me those leadership qualities as a young player. He's been on it, and I appreciate him a lot for it, and I can't wait to go side by side with him on the field.
That's Bijan Robinson yesterday on with Dukes and Bell after the first joint practice. They're back out there for the second joint practice today. If you want to hear that interview, Dukes and Bell page, 929thegame.com. And yeah, I mean, that's the, as much as we dig into the minutiae of training camp and split practices and preseason and all of this kind of stuff, I mean, the big picture story, the biggest story of the offseason, still remains the most important story of the offseason as well. The unfortunate thing is, you know, outside of training camp and joint practices, you're just not going to get a chance to see it until week one.
Right.
He's not going to play Friday. Penix is going to play Friday. They talked a bit about that yesterday. Obviously, we knew that, but talking more about getting a chance to get a good look at Michael Penix on Friday in the preseason game. But yeah, I mean, that, you think about who benefits most from Kirk. I mean, the whole team benefits right from it. But I feel like Bijan Robinson may be the single individual on offense that benefits most from Kirk Cousins being here.
Well, I mean, he doesn't let defense cheat.
Exactly.
You know,
exactly.
It was always like Bijan, I mean, he would always have to make a guy miss, which mm-hmm. he did. Mm-hmm. But as a running back, I think a lot of times when you view it, you know, they always say one guy is yours. One guy is yours. Okay, well, Bijan took care of the one guy, mm-hmm. but it was the other guy, you know. And so he, obviously, Kirk's going to open up the offense more. I think he's going to have a really good year. The moment I sit here, just think about everybody's here, mm-hmm. offensive line, and him in this system. I think Kirk's going to have a really good year, and that means the Falcons will have a good year. But no, but they're going to be reliant on him. I know I heard a couple other things he was talking about as far as them just taking off some of the workload for him and everything like that, because he's going to be they got Kirk Cousins, but the offense is going to revolve around Bijan. They want to run the football and do all those different things. And I think a lot of it, you know, when you look at last year and this offseason, remember we talked to Ra, or was it Terry was talking about having to pull back because he came in a little banged up and everything because his ass didn't rest, you know, and he's wanting to hit it hard and everything. But as a running back, you got to let that body heal because you're going to take a lot of those hits, and especially this year because they're going to ride Bijan this year. And having Kurt in there and with Bijan play action, pass, and all those things, I just want to see Bijan, and me, you talked about it last year, turn around and hammer damn football.
Yeah.
Don't be trying to put him in the slot and run all these damn slant routes and all that other stuff. Not saying he can't do it.
Sure.
Just do.
And if that stuff sort of comes organically off of the run,
right?
Because the run is so effective,
yeah.
And they're so worried about what he's going to do to you in the run game, and then you can use him in those other ways to kind of get defenses on their heels, great.
Yeah.
But it felt like there was a lot of times last year where some of that stuff that should have been extra stuff was kind of first option stuff. And it's like, no, man, he's a running back.
Yeah.
Hand him the football.
Yeah.
The problem was, by like week six, you hand him the football and they had nine guys in the box.
Yes.
So it's like, all right, maybe we should split him out.
Because just find a way to get him the ball.
We have to get him the ball somehow. And if we hand it to him, they're just going to tackle him behind the line of scrimmage because they don't have to respect our pass game, which, gets back to why Cousins being here is such a vital thing.
Yeah, and he talked a lot about the screen game and those things yesterday with Du Bois. So, I mean, there's going to be a lot more, and I won't say a lot more versatility. I don't think you're going to see a lot of different as far as plays, just straight-up football plays. And what you're saying, you're going to see less gimmicks probably.
For him?
For him,
yeah.
You're going to see less gimmicks and everything like that. But they're still going to run that stretch run, and that's still part of this offense and everything.
Yeah. Not what it was.
No, because that was, you know, because this is still that Shanahan offense.
Yeah.
You know, so you're going to still, that is the base play of the whole offense.
I read they ran the outside zone 50% of run plays last year.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, obviously the personnel that the Falcons have is going to dictate this more than the offense that Robinson comes from.
Uh-huh.
But they ran it about 15% of the time.
But you got to look at the difference, though, is in the personnel grouping.
Right, of course.
You know, they're 11 team. They were more of a 12-21 team. So that's why. So so more likely you won't. I mean, because the one tight end, the 11 stretch is a lot. It's a lot harder, but it's still effective because it does keep, because you're running against a lighter box and all those different things. But I mean, yeah, they're still gonna run it. They're still gonna run draws and all those other different things. You know, I would love to see them getting some gap schemes out of the one back and the 11 personnel. But I mean, they don't do as much as they used to back in the day. The one back power gap scheme. But that'll be a good play for them. But they're gonna have to first protect Kurt. Because he ain't going nowhere. You know, they got to protect Kurt.
What are you talking about? He's just getting out.
Yeah.
He's rolling out. He said his Achilles is getting more athletic.
When he said that, I had to Google that. Does an Achilles get more athletic?
Yeah, man, anything can get more athletic.
Yeah, but I mean, does the Achilles get more athletic?
You train it, right?
But I think that, you know, this, you know, and every day I have a different thought process about it. And boy, I was like, damn, Kurt's gonna probably have a good damn year, man.
I think so too.
I think Kurt's gonna have a really good year.
I think it's set up very well for him.
It is. It's set up for him to play well because he comes in and knows. But the biggest thing about leaving, especially the quarterback, going from one team to another is the system. He knows this. I mean, he's been in this his whole career. He knows it. And we talked about, the players have talked about it, how crisp it is, how it's like, okay, there's no indecisiveness. Hey, okay, it's covered. Check down.
Let me flip that, what I said just a minute ago about the individual that'll benefit most from Kirk Cousins being here. I think it might be Bijan. Maybe it's Drake London. Maybe it's Pitts, whatever. Maybe it's all of them. Who does Kirk Cousins benefit the most from having? Because it might be Bijan. Like, when we talk about...
He's played with dynamic backs before with Cookie and them boys.
Right, I'm not saying he hasn't. Okay. I'm just saying in this offense. Because if Bijan could be as effective as we think that he can be, then you have to respect that.
Mm-hmm.
The way that last year,
you
didn't have to respect the I just think the pass game is going to be so helped out by how good... And look, Algier, too.
Yeah.
Like, using both of those guys effectively.
Yeah,
I think the fear the defenses are going to have about what those two, especially Bijan, but what those two guys can do with the ball in their hand, like, the play action is going to be so much more effective this year because you have to respect it.
Right.
Like, I don't know. Maybe it's Pitts because it's a big body to throw to.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Maybe London, kind of the same thing. But I kind of feel like it's Bijan Robinson for Kirk, too, the way that Kirk is for Bijan Robinson.
Oh, yeah, because he's going to help that play action, like you said, the running, the runners and things like that. Because – just it's amazing how, you know, just a split second of a linebacker just stepping up, how it just opens that second window, and you're able, and like you said, that's where Pitts, he roams and all those different things. And
especially when you have a quarterback who's good enough to take advantage of that hesitation.
And throw it where it's supposed to be, not wait for it to come open. Yep. Like, Kurt, anticipation is one of those things where I'm going to throw it to a spot where I know that Kyle Pitts is supposed to be. It was Kyle's job to get there, but I'm going to throw it to a damn spot, and you go get it, not waiting for it to happen. And so that's always the thing. That comes with experience and knowing things like that. And so, yeah, that's going to be the key, because when you can play action pass and when you can have the defense just, again, have the linebackers respect it. Have the linebackers have the ability to just pause for one quick second, and then that gives you an opportunity to throw the ball. And also helps your protection within as far as slowing down those edge rushes when you can have a really good play action pass, because that gives you the option if you're a tackle or something to kind of short set, fire out a little bit, and allow the defensive end to pause before he starts his rushing game.
Right. So much of that stuff is just such a fine line.
Yes.
Right? I mean, it's a split second between being a 17-yard reception, big play, and a sack, or an incompletion, or a ball batted down, or whatever. And last year, just so much of the stuff that you add together, those little split seconds, because this guy couldn't do this, or Pitts was maybe a little slow because he was still injured, or you had a quarterback that couldn't anticipate stuff.
Right.
Like, all those little moments built up into plays that didn't work. All that stuff's different this year.
Yeah.
You have a quarterback who can anticipate. You have a run game that should be respected like that. Pitts is healthier. Mm-hmm. And again, as him and Pitts get cousins and all these guys, but Pitts specifically for this conversation, get more comfortable with each other and get that chemistry, that stuff just gets even better.
Yeah, man.
That I'm with you. That's why when you start really thinking about it and digging into it and seeing a little bit more of it, like yesterday and throughout the first couple weeks of training camp, it's easier to start talking yourself into it too, right?
Yeah.
As opposed to on paper, now you've actually seen it a little bit. Yeah, no, it's good. It's all good.
Yeah.
This is the guy you're going to see on Friday, though, because obviously Cousins is not going to be a part of the preseason. Here's Michael Penix talking about his grasp of the offense.
That's what comes with being prepared. And when you prepare, you can play confident. Preparation brings confidence. You know, I believe in. I'm confident when I'm out there, you know, because of the preparation that I do each and every week, each and every day, you know, just day in and day out, you know, just trying to find a way to get better. So as far as offense, you know, I got it. At the end of the day, now I got to just play football. So.
I love that he's taking all the reps.
Me too.
I love the fact that there's reps with him, with Taylor or Tyler, whatever. I'm so glad that he's getting all those reps, because that's valuable. And like you said, you know, being prepared, you can go out there and play confident. Now, don't mean it's always going to go right for you. You know, but at the same time, you're out there knowing what you're doing. That play comes into your ear, you know, and that's why I love the, you know, and a lot of teams still do. We used to do it, you know, when the play comes in, the quarterback stands off and you act like it's a game, is as far as them talking in your ear, telling you to play, and you actually having to remember it, get up there and call a play, run the play, things. And so that's still something that, you know, he's still going to get accustomed to, and because Friday is going to be so different than what he's ever been, because he's going to be in a huddle.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to have to call a play and relay. He's going to see different defense. He's going to see professional players.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the level of them is going to be different or whatever, but it's still a professional football game, and he's going to have to go out there and execute, because he's going to get the first snap.
I know he's not going to be the starter this year if everything goes the way that they hope that it does, but I'm so pumped about Friday.
Yes.
Like, I can't wait.
Yes.
I can't remember being this excited about a preseason football game for a guy that probably isn't even part of the team. I love him.
You got the shirt on.
I love the guy.
Yeah, you got the shirt on.
I love the guy.
You know?
The things that he did for my alma mater the last couple of years are remarkable.
Yeah.
And he's awesome for the team that we cover. And I think there's going to be a few guys on Friday. We'll probably talk more about this on Friday. But, like, Penix is going to go out there and make a couple throws on Friday.
Yeah.
People are going to be like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
Like,
and then
this guy shouldn't be starting?
But the biggest thing about a quarterback outside of any other position is, like, my first play, I'm hype. I'm just adrenaline going.
Oh, yeah. No, he's going to make some overthrows.
Yeah, you got to.
He does that.
Yeah, you got to be able to, you know, as the quarterback, you got to be able to, first play, you got to be even. All of us, we can be like, damn, foot twitching, hands shaking because you're just ready to punch somebody in the face. You got to come out.
Now, he's good for a couple of those.
Yeah, so you're so damn hyped first play.
Because that arm's live.
I would not be surprised if first play is a deep ball.
I wouldn't either.
I wouldn't be surprised. First play.
I hope it is.
Yes.
To the fastest guy available,
because
whoever it is.
Because Bijan Tyler playing. Why you ain't got to hand the ball?
Play
just
action.
Just let him drop back. First play of the game.
That play that the Eagles ran all those years ago with Vic and Jackson. Run that play.
Still one of the best
plays. Let him
plays
throw
ever.
It as far as he can.
Still one of the best plays.
Not only do they have anybody as fast as DeSean Jackson, because there are not many as fast as DeSean
they
Jackson.
They do not.
But just hoist it up there. Let him go get it.
Yeah, he's going to. And that's usually what you see in preseason now, anyway. They're letting him get back there and throw the football.
Hell yeah.
So let him throw the ball.
First play, 75 yards in the air.
Oh, dude. Don't, if that happens, first play.
He can, though.
I know that.
He can throw it that far.
First down of Friday's game, and it's like a 75-yard bomb and a touchdown. Oh, hell.
Yeah, man. But that's what I want.
Monday's going
to
be fun.
But that's what we want, though. I want to have to pump the brakes on enthusiasm as opposed to, like, explain away crap.
Right, makes
sense. The last 5 years of preseason have been like, well, that might not matter that much.
And it ended up
mattering a lot because the guys weren't all that good. It would be really great to be like, all right, relax. Let's rein it in a little bit. Let's, you know. Yeah. All right. We'll come back. We'll let you hear. We'll get a little bit more into some of what happened yesterday and what's happening today in Miami at joint practices as well. I haven't talked at all about what happened last night in the Olympics, and it was phenomenal, including the men continuing to dominate easily. Didn't have to watch much of that game against Brazil. They took care of business in that one pretty fast. We'll be right back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy. Hump Day, 20 minutes away from an NFL no huddle. Back into everything going on across the National Football League. The Brandon Ayuk saga continues. Kyle Shanahan has weighed in now. We'll get to some other stuff from around the league as well. Grant McCauley will join us at 12:20. We'll ask him about the Braves' scoreless streak and Chris Sale and all that stuff going on today with the Braves. And what else? Yeah, we'll get to the back page with Bo coming up in about an hour as well.
We're watching the Olympics, and now skateboarding is on.
Yeah.
And, man, I'm not going to act like I'm no – all I know is Tony Hawk.
Yep.
But then you told me a name.
If you played the Tony Hawk video game back in the day, you might know this
and
name, this, too.
And when you said it, I was like, And I was like, hold on. So he's 51. He was on the original Tony Hawk game.
Or at least he was on one of them. I don't know if he was on the original, but whatever. He's like Tony Hawk era skateboarder. He won gold medals in the in the X Games.
Right.
Sorry, because skateboarding hadn't been in the Olympics that long. He won gold medals in the X Games between 96 and 02.
Damn.
And Andy McDonald is the guy's name.
Wow.
Andy McDonald. Been around forever. And again, anybody who even like a little bit liked skateboarding back then just because of the Tony Hawk video game. I never skateboarded. Falling down on a skateboard was one time. All I needed.
I was trying to make that transition to a skater. And then my wrist said no.
Yeah. No, that's all it takes. One tough fall on the concrete. It's like, oh,
broke my damn wrist. And I don't know what told me to do this because they had just built the half whatever thing at the park living in Germany on the base. They had built it. And knowing my ass, ain't never done this before. But it would look so cool. You should see me. I had my helmet. I had my knee pads on. Yeah. I thought it was so cool when you slide down on your knee pads. Man,
that
Andy,
is cool.
Andy, I had the board propped up like you supposed to have it on, did the little dip, and you know, in the middle part where you go back up, I ain't even make it that far. As soon as I hit that thing and go down, I flip right off the damn board.
At least you tried a half pipe.
Dude.
I just tried to go down the sidewalk.
Nothing.
I tried to do an ollie, and that was it.
I had to. My mama did the best she could. So, mama got me a $15 board from the PX. Like all the other kids had the cool boards and everything. I had a damn dinosaur on my damn skateboard.
And I remember I showed up. I had the one. I had the one from Toys R Us that had like the one back was flipped up and the front was round.
Oh,
and all the other guys' skateboards, you had both sides flipped up.
Oh, yeah. Dude, they were so cool,
and
though.
I showed up and they clowned me so bad.
What you going to do with that dinosaur boy? Watch this. And damn near did break my damn wrist, man. Thinking I'm a damn skater with them dudes. Them dudes were ollieing and all that stuff.
Yep.
Think of me. First time on the board thinking I'm cool because I got my knee pads and helmet on.
At least you were smart enough to have gear, though. You know what I mean?
That was her rule.
Yeah, that's good.
They didn't have them. They didn't have them.
They didn't need it.
Turned out you did. Yeah, that was her rule. And,
anyway, Andy McDonald, who's 51 years old, is going to be competing. He's competing for Great Britain. I don't know. He did one of those things some of these guys do, and like their home country won't let them play. It's like, I got a grandpa from there. They're like, all right, we don't have any good.
So you don't think the U.S. team would go let him skate?
I think he had to do it for Great Britain. He couldn't make the U.S. The U.S. team's good.
Okay.
Like, they'll probably actually win gold medals.
Okay.
But he's like, all right, well, we probably came over from Britain at some point. And Britton was like, yeah, we remember you from the Tony Hawk video game. Get
yeah,
in
come
here.
On here.
It was like Sweden with the pole vault guy. They were like, yeah, you got the dual citizenship. I know you've been most of your life in Louisiana, and you went to LSU, and you sound Cajun.
LSU.
But, yeah, you can play for us.
Yeah, but that's cool. That's cool, though. I mean, there's no age limit on, I guess, skating.
There's no age limit on skating.
There's no age limit on skating.
It's so funny that the other day we were in Chicago. We were just kind of walking around, and there was a group of older guys, I don't know, probably my age, maybe a little bit older, skating. Uh-huh. They were like waxing up the curb so they could do like a grind on it and stuff like that. And I was like, I always like when I see older guys skateboarding.
Really?
First of all, it's great exercise.
Okay.
So you're staying in good shape.
Okay.
But like, you know, you never stopped. You were a kid.
Your dream is still. Do you think they have dreams of making it big still?
No, I don't think so. I just think they really liked doing it. And they had like a group of guys they would go skate with. Yeah. And then they kept doing that. And like, if you never stop doing it, then, you know, all of a sudden you're 46 and you're getting chased down by a security guard.
I'm with you on all that. That's why I would say, well, making it big. At what age do you stop trying to make it big? And I'm talking about at stuff like sports, stuff like rap, not necessarily R&B. Because there's been some old-ass R&B singers that were discovered in their 40s. But I'm talking about if you've been rapping and trying to rap since you were 17 and you're 45 and yet you still
– Never.
Like,
you
in
never
the studio,
give up.
You never give up? All right, man. Because eventually you got to get to the point where –
There's no age limit on rap.
Maybe they just don't like it, you know, or something like that.
Yeah.
Or maybe just not good at
that,
it.
That – yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah,
that is possible.
But that's just my thought process.
But maybe you get better. You know,
if you ain't got better in 30 damn years, you ain't gonna get no better.
I mean, with sports for sure, right. there's a curve,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
You're on the wrong side of 30. You're probably not gonna make it.
You're getting in the game. I'm just getting in the game.
If you're in the summer league coming off the bench and you're 32 years old,
yeah.
I mean, at least you're in summer league,
yeah.
But you're probably not gonna make the NBA.
Yeah, man, I've been making beats for 30 years, man. Yeah,
hey, maybe
yeah.
You just haven't made that right beat.
I just retired from the post office, man. And you know, it's just been my dream because you see me riding around dropping off the packages, man. I would be just flowing in my head. Come on, man.
Yeah, no, you're right, but you know, also chase it. You know, keep on chasing it.
Right.
Don't give up. I mean, don't quit your job at the post office. You got to feed your family, okay? The lights need to stay on one way or the other. It might not be the beats, but in your spare time at night after you put the kids to bed, get that.
You'll be like DJ on Hustle and Flow.
Fruity Loops. Do they still use Fruity Loops?
Like DJ
get Fruity Loops
DJ
out,
on
try
Hustle
to make
and
that beat.
DJ on Hustle and Flow, find you that little ass keyboard.
Because here's what I'll say. Boop. If I had at some point gone a different route, and done something else, I'd be doing some crappy podcast with my buddy.
You think so?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. I'd be doing some garbage podcast about Washington football.
You'd be a podcaster.
Definitely.
Okay.
Definitely. If I, you know, if I wasn't doing this, I would want to.
Okay.
You know?
Something.
I'd be doing something where I was actually making money, mm-hmm. And then I'd be doing a podcast with Jackson, talking about how bad everybody on the radio was, like every other podcaster. Like, those guys don't even know anything. The guy got the thing wrong that one time. I should have his job.
Oh, God, yes. Those people right there. But, yeah, Andy the podcaster. Well, I am a podcaster. We're potties.
Yeah, oh, yeah, we're pods, pod guys.
Potties.
Yeah, but that's what I would be doing. I'd be doing some garbage podcast with my buddy, and, like, four people would listen to it. And I would take it very seriously. And
Jackson probably wouldn't.
Probably not. Well, I'd be annoyed, too. Like, you didn't even prepare? What's wrong with you? How are we supposed to break down the two deep going into spring
right.
If you can't be ready, all right? How are we never going to make it? If that's why I'm going to make it and you're not.
Oh, God.
Anyway, luckily I did. Luckily we're here on the radio.
You're damn straight.
Yeah. What else do you want to talk about?
We were talking about these joint practices. And,
oh, yeah.
You know, I saw DJ Shock. He's down there. Another fight breaks out.
Of course
out.
He is.
Another fight breaks out. And Mike tweeted out because Adam Schefter, we thought they'd find the players off. They find the team. So the Lions and the Giants, both of their teams, organization, have been fined $200,000 because of the fights. And you know, that's one of the things. And I don't know if today is the last day of it, but I've been in a situation where the head coaches have called up both teams. Like, you know, the interpret, you call up your teams and break it down and everything. It was a collective thing. All the guys to the middle field. Hey, we're trying to get some work done. All this damn fighting is you know, it's taken away from the practices and all those things. So that I've seen that happen before. Now, I don't know about the fines of the whole organization, but that's what obviously happens now when the teams break out in those brawls. And there was nothing but brawls in the Lions and the Giants practices. And, you know, we were laughing about Malik Nabers yesterday. That's his fault. Like, you're going to do a drive-by slap, and then you got them hands put on your ass. You know what I mean? Like, it's one thing to be intense and don't back down.
Right.
Because you're not supposed to. But just to be doing some dumb stuff for no reason, like, you beat the guy. You made the hell of a play. You beat the guy for a touchdown, and then you run back, and you give a dude a slap drive-by, a drive-by slap, and he whipped your ass.
Yeah, that's a tough one because, like, A, you got beat up. So that's
yes, you got beat up.
It's tough to walk back in the locker room after getting beat up. Like, B, you screwed practice up, and you got your team fined, and all this stuff happened. Like, maybe getting a couple sideways after that way of behaving amongst his team.
It's a football fight, so it ain't a street fight. But it looked like you got your, like, he put hands on, even though he hit your helmet, you didn't feel none of it.
Yeah,
you ain't swollen.
Yeah, but still.
But there's nothing, but, I mean, the funniest thing is about when who lost the fight in practice, and you just sit over there, you just stare at him like... Because the greatest one, we had
What do you, okay, so you're him.
Yeah.
You just kind of, you know.
Right.
You drive by slap, you started it.
You started.
It was nonsense.
You did.
You did some crap to start a fight. And then a guy hemmed you up.
Yeah.
And then you're, all right, you got to walk back over to your teammates. You don't say anything.
You don't say nothing.
You kind
of
keep.
Remember one of them Desi Banks skits that he does where he got, when you get in the car with your homeboys, you even got beat up looking in the mirror. That's how you look. I've seen it. In practice one time, and it was all his fault because he underestimated his opponent.
Mm.
Your opponent's bigger than you, but he's quiet. He don't bother nobody. Then the ones you don't mess with. And I never seen a grown man in full pads just pick up a lineman and throw him over his head. And then he comes back in the locker room like, yeah, I should have rethought that.
Yeah. That's about all you can say.
That's all you can say.
You, like, make a little joke about it and then try to move on.
And that's exactly how he did it, dog, because we were sitting there with quiet as hell.
Right, because no one wants to say anything.
He was the last one to get in. Yeah. Andy, we were over there sitting. Everybody was just quiet with it because we were all talking. And then he walks in, everybody's just quiet. Yeah, I should have rethought that.
So, everybody laughs.
Like, everybody laughs. Ha, ha, ha. You go about your business, all right?
Because
like,
the worst
he is missed a couple weeks, though.
The worst is when somebody gets beat up, and then they'll try to, like retell the story.
No,
it's like, no, I had him.
No.
Like, no, you didn't.
I slipped.
We saw it, man. No offense. Like, you just got beat up.
It's okay.
Like, it happens.
It happens.
It happens. It's not, like, great. Like, try not to, if you can't fight good, don't do that again.
Exactly.
You know? But don't try to, like, they'll try to give me some weird spin on what happened.
When
over
you
there.
Saw it?
We were there. It was an eyewitness account. Like,
did y'all see my foot slip?
Missed that part.
We missed that part. We saw your ass on the ground, though, because he punched in your mouth.
Just be careful, because you're getting dangerously close to talking yourself into trying it again. And if you try it again and you lose the rematch, then you're 0-2.
Yes.
Then you really can't say anything
ever
again at all.
Yeah, but that's the thing. But don't be that dude that in practice always fighting because you feel like you got this chip on your shoulder and you always got to fight somebody. Because then the ones that always lose. And that's why you continuously fight because you're going to fight until you win a fight. But you got beat up 3 times in training camp, but you still want to try and fight.
Yeah, no. You got to be 3-0 on
you
that.
You got beat up, man.
You lose all 3 fights.
We understand.
You got to take no more contenders.
We understand. You got this chip, dude. We understand, dog. You're trying to prove yourself and everything. Like, you know. Punk, even a back down. No, you took the rails to 3 different dudes. Like, you try to find a win?
I got to find one. All right, I'm fighting the kicker.
Yeah, I got to find a win.
I'm going to fight the kicker.
I'm getting beat up every damn practice because you want to be a dummy.
All right, let's do this. We'll get to a break here. This hour is brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. Come back and get you caught up on all the other things that what? All the things.
The post office. What are you talking about? Ain't nothing wrong with the post office.
No.
He quit the post office so he can be a rapper.
No, we need you guys desperately to be at the post office doing important work.
Oh, yeah.
Very important
Hollywood
work.
Shuffle, man. What he said? There's work at the post office.
Damn right.
Damn right it is.
Absolutely. No, there's no shade being thrown at all. I'm just saying if the rap career hasn't come through yet.
Right.
Or the podcast
don't
or whatever.
Don't quit working at the post office.
Don't quit it. Yeah. You still need the check. You still need that check coming in. All right. We'll come back. We'll get to an NFL no huddle to kick off the 12 o'clock hour. Grant's going to join us in about half an hour as well. Thanks for being with us. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
Oh, 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 oh. O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.